الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون بما آتاهم الله من فضله هو خيرا لهم بل هو شر لهم سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض والله بما تعملون خبير. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson we are going to be speaking about where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this wa'id and this punishment that is meted out to that person who is enriched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with plentiful of wealth. But this person, he fails to fulfill the haqq of that wealth. And what is the haqq of this wealth? It is to give zakah. Rather, this person, he hoards the wealth, he holds back this wealth, and he amasses his wealth, and he doesn't give the haqq and the haqq of this wealth, which is zakah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. That those who act miserly over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, they are niggardly in that regard. That means they do not spend the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Rather, they hoard it, they amass it, they keep it. They should not think that this bukhal of theirs is something that is good for them. By you storing that wealth, this does not mean you're doing any good for yourself. Allah says, بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌّ لَهُمْ. Consider this to be evil for you. Consider this to be evil. Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Those who keep this wealth and they do not give the haqq ada, they do not make haqq ada of this wealth by giving the zakah for this particular wealth, what will happen to them on the day of Qiyamah? Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, this wealth will be, they will be collared with whatever they were keeping, whatever they were holding back on the day of Qiyamah. So this wealth will be hanging around their necks and they'll be collared by this wealth and it will grip them. وَلِلَّهِ مِرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the heritage of the heavens and this earth. In other words, this wealth doesn't belong to you. It was only lent to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not fear that if you have to give this wealth, it's going to get exhausted, because this belongs to Allah again. Wallahu bima ta'maluna khabir. And Allah is well aware of what you do. There's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. So he says, that person regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given wealth, if he fails to discharge the zakah of that wealth, on the day of Qiyamah, that wealth will be like muthila. It will be like a shuja'an aqra, like a bald snake, lahu zabibatan, which has two black spots over its eyes. And ثُمَّ يُطَوِّقُ. That snake now will now encircle him and it will come around his neck and it will bite at his cheeks. The hadith says ثُمَّ يَأْخُذُ بِلِهْزِمَتَيْهِ or شِدْقَيْهِ. So it will bite at his cheeks or his jaws. And then that snake will tell him that I am your wealth and I am your treasure. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read this verse to Sahaba, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهِ, till the end of the verse. Then Allah says, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware and well informed of what you do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to pay our zakah also for those who haven't yet paid.